USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA is signing off on the first new Alzheimer's drug in two decades. Massachusetts-based Biogen makes a drug called aducanumab. It's injectable and supposed to slow cognitive decline in early-stage dementia patients. Executives from Mattel and Fisher-Price are testifying before a House committee over its baby sleep product, Rock and Play recall, that caused dozens of infant deaths.
We take our heritage as a trusted partner to parents and families very seriously, and we earn that trust by being true to our mission and purpose and operating with integrity.
Mattel CEO Enon Krys offering his deep and sincere condolences to families who lost a child. The committee releasing a report saying Fisher-Price repeatedly ignored warnings that its products put infants in danger. This is USA Radio News.
It may be the biggest cover-up of our time. Was the coronavirus created in a lab? And did the Chinese government hide the truth? Now, Steve Cortez and Jen Pellegrino give you the shocking truth on their hit Newsmax show, Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is already the fourth largest cable news channel in America. And all this week, Cortez and Pellegrino tell you the real story about the coronavirus the big media won't tell you. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax, now on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Plus, find Newsmax for free on your smart TV, Roku, Pluto, Zumo, or more. And remember, you can download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now. Join millions of Americans turning off the old cable news and going to Newsmax for real news they can trust. Check Newsmax out today.
Gymnast Simone Biles is making history again. She won her seventh U.S. championship Sunday, the most ever for a woman. Biles also is now tied for the most championships of any gymnast, man or woman. NHL teams will now be able to cross a Canadian border without having to isolate for 14 days.
The National Hockey League has been granted an exemption by the Canadian government, allowing players to cross into the country for the final two rounds of the NHL playoffs. The border has been closed to most travel during the pandemic, with pro sports not included among essential travel. In a statement Sunday, the league said it would be able to play in Canada for the final two rounds of the Stanley Cup playoffs, and players coming from the United States will not have to quarantine for 14 days after they enter the country. With either Montreal or Winnipeg moving on to the conference final round, Canada could host games in the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time since 2011, when Vancouver hosted Boston. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Secretary of State Tony Blinken believes we'll eventually discover the origins of the coronavirus. Blinken telling Axios China hasn't been transparent when it comes to where the virus started. And regarding China and their obstruction of any information getting out of that Wuhan lab, Tony Blinken tells Axios TV's Mike Allen.
So what's the real pressure the U.S. will put on China for access to the lab?
If China denies the information, denies the access, denies the transparency that's needed.
And you kind of expect that?
Well, let's see. Mike, at the end of the day, it's profoundly in China's interest to do this as well. Because, look, it suffered too. In the outbreak of this pandemic, it presumably has an interest as well, especially if it purports to be a responsible international actor, to do everything it can to provide all the information it has to make sure we can hopefully prevent this from happening again.
The oil and gas industry is calling out North Face after the popular apparel corporation refused to fulfill an order of workplace jackets for a fossil fuel company. The new campaign, headed up by CEO Chris Wright of the Denver-based Liberty Oil Field Services, had a twist. In a video ad, Wright said thank you to North Face. Why? Because approximately 90% of the corporation's products are made from oil and gas. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.